I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, private potters. Welcome to another episode. You want to say something, buddy?
Nah. No, I'm just going to let you roll with it.
Okay.
You're the presenter.
It's not presenting. This is more of a chat.
Hmm, nice.
Yeah.
What's coming up?
Today on the show.
I'm coming up.
We have a great episode today. We have Abby Clark on the podcast.
It's actually hilarious. Really.
This is a funny one.
I enjoyed myself.
So I did a podcast on one of our most famous episodes of Private Parts was when we had Tom Lucy on, and we spoke about CCF, which is sort of Army Cadet Course when at school. And there was a point where we were shouting medic in it. This episode today has a similar thing in it, not about CCF, anything like that, but we have a similar moment where we couldn't stop laughing to the point where I was still laughing in part two about what happened was said in part one.
Mm.
That's how funny it was. Now they're going to listen to it and not find it funny at all, which is going to be really good.
You've really picked it up now.
Oh.
It's not that funny, to be honest. It was all right.
It was. I found it hilarious. I still occasionally at night time laugh about it. I'll go...
What, in the dark? Sophie must be so freaked out. No wonder she can't sleep.
What,
your white hair just like emerging in the darkness.
Looking like Woody Harrelson. Is that Woody Harrelson coming towards me? Is that Woody Harrelson?
Finally, she's up for it.
Having sex with Woody Harrelson.
She's always had a thing for Woody.
Woody Harrelson?
Yeah.
What?
She's a fucking great actor.
So you think in order for me and Sophie to get it on, I have to pretend I'm Woody Harrelson?
You need to become more Woody and less Jamie.
What's a classic Woody Harrelson movie?
Seven Psychopaths? Is that? What was that really good? Three Billboards Outside Missouri. It's not classic.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I cried. I
He's in the Hunger Games.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's the old drunk guy. Very similar.
That's you right there.
Me and Woody share the same similar hairstyles as well. Everyone honestly thinks I look like Woody Harrelson.
You don't look like him that much these days since you got the plugs.
Plugs. All right, everybody. We have Abby Clark on the podcast. Now, as always, if you would like to get in touch for our bonus episodes on a Wednesday, please do send us a review of an Amazon review, a funny one, or an email, anything at all. We'd love to hear from you. Also, we'd love to hear about your charity nominations, the unsung heroes, the people who deserve it most. We want you to write in who you think deserve it best, and we're going to donate some cash throughout the year. So please send it to contact@privatepartspodcast.com. That's contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Or slide into our DMs @privatepodcast. Right, ladies and gentlemen, Abby Clark on the podcast. Mitten, take it away.
Listen in. This is why I'm not the presenter.
Here we go.
Who is Abby Clark? You don't think you've teed her up, have you?
Yeah, she's a... Oh, I haven't. She's a TikToker. She's a comedian. She blew up on TikTok over lockdown. She's got like 800,000. She's just a hilarious female comedian. She's very funny.
Very funny.
All right, here we go. Enjoy the episode. I think that I should just confess before we start the whole podcast is that, yes, I had a couple of espresso martinis last night, maybe three or four. Yes, I am older now, so it does hit me a little harder. And
you didn't look that hungry.
Yeah, I didn't. Thank you very much.
Still fancy as hell. Espresso martini. Yeah. Hello.
How is that fancy? That is
I don't know. It comes in a fancy glass. It's got some beans on top.
What do you drink? Buckfast.
Buckfast? Is that fast?
Yeah, it's got energy in it.
Isn't it Buckfast?
Buckfast?
No, it's not a Buckfast.
That's what you did at uni. Read my Buckfast.
Quick, read it.
We've taken it in turns to be hungover. I was really hungover last time I came on. And now you're hungover.
Well, I'm completely professional and totally fresh.
Yeah, loser!
I brought an apple to the...
Why have you brought an apple to this?
Just to look like a healthy young adult. Okay.
Studious.
Wait, Abby, but you've been staying in a hotel the past couple of days.
I have.
A bit creepy.
That's my life. Sorry,
yeah, yeah.
So, do you know which room? Yeah.
He'll find out.
I've been watching.
But yeah, do you like staying in hotels or do you not like staying in them?
Yeah, it's still new and fun to me. Like, I spend the whole first hour just roly-polying on the bed. Doing some spy moves and a Lenny Henry.
Jay's fall. Jay's watching through his binoculars going, this is what I was expecting.
When's she going to get her clothes off?
Honestly, the people next door will be like, she went in with no one. What is this noise? Just the bed.
I love what's called a Lenny Henry.
I was in a premiere in.
Were you?
Other hotels are available. But yeah, a jump on the. It's got to be done. Yeah.
Do they have in premieres? Do they have mini bars?
Have you never been to?
No, I have.
Do they have beds in there?
Do they make you sleep on the floor?
You walk in and they just knock you out with a baseball bat on the floor
and chuck you into a locker.
Good night.
They just wake you up in the morning.
Lenny Henry comes out of the toilet. Sorry, I was just taking.
Apparently,
a shit.
He has a master key for all premieres. Is that a lie? No. I don't know. I think it's a lie. But he could come into your room anytime.
Hang on. Wait, hang on. Let's just break this down. You think Lenny Henry has a master key to all Premier League?
You sat there and your neck is just waiting for Lenny's going to come in any
minute. Well, I've been practising the move. I was like, I can't wait to show him. He never came.
What would he say if he came in? How does Lenny sound? I forget his voice.
He's Brummy, isn't he?
Brummy.
I'm not trying.
Go down Roche's.
Sorry.
You just sounded like I said.
Did you just malfunction? It was like that term, that girl from Little Mix, when she was supposed to be doing a Jamaican accent, and she goes, ballard it, and she literally, like, I don't know, falls apart.
You tried to just
really
imagine
funny.
Being someone who'd stay in a Premier Inn.
No, it's my Brummie accent, which is going down races from Birmingham. It's a Brummie accent.
It looks like he had a stroke at the beginning, going down races.
But that's what they say. Oh, are you from Birmingham?
You should stop while you're ahead.
But I mean, you're the one who can do accents.
Yes,
you can, because you do characters and things, so you can do accents, surely.
Not really.
Can you do Jamie?
Well, that's just really posh.
What am I from, Oliver?
I told you I can't do accents.
No, please.
And I refuse to try.
Can you do accents, Alex?
I can when I'm drunk. Really good at them when I'm wasted.
Alex,
can
you do accents, Alex?
I don't think I'm that posh, guys. I feel like I have a slight, like, edgy twang.
Oh, edgy.
You had to go to the opposite of a finishing school to rough you up a little bit.
Yeah.
His agents were like, we've got to make it more understandable for the for the mass public.
Bleach his hair, edge him up.
Hair's not bleached, it is all natural.
Is that how light it is?
Obviously not. You think that my hair is...
Plugs and bleach.
I had a hair transplant.
Did you?
Yeah.
That guy from Britain's Got Talent got a hair transplant.
Was that his talent? He came on, he's like,
he was like, no, before.
But I think with guys, I think that men worry more about being bald than actually it does actually matter. I don't. Look at Jason Statham. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Willis.
Like, Bruce Willis, The Rock, Jude Law, Jamie Lynn. Just chucking
yourself
in. Yeah,
that's the thing. I think if you're going bald, embrace it.
That's exactly what you didn't do, Jay.
I did not.
Or get plugs.
Get a hair.
Yeah, you're being like, it's fine, but I got a wig.
I didn't.
Why didn't you embrace it, Jamie?
Well, I had this thing. The problem is that when you go onto, and you probably had this because you started doing television pretty recently, right?
Yeah.
As soon as you go on television, you start judging yourself because see yourself from all different angles, and you can now understand why people, because we've done television for 10 years, why people get insecure, right? Yes, yeah, sorry.
Brag.
Done it for 10 years. But did you not have that where you, when you went and started doing it, you became insecure about the way that
it's
like hearing your own voice back on like a voicemail times 10. Because you see like all of your, you quite like it. You see all of your mannerisms and you're like, oh my God, do I do that in my mouth? Is that what I look like from the side? It's quite.
Yeah. Well, I've got very used to myself now because I edit all my own videos.
You just love watching
I hate it. But I have to, because I'm an obsessive perfectionist. So I'll do like 56 takes of me saying the same line, and then I have to go through and watch every single one.
Does the comedy start to like dry out a little
bit? Oh yeah, I hate every video by the time I post it.
Do you really?
Yeah. I'm like, is it funny? I don't know.
And at the beginning, you're like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, literally, when I write it, I'm like, oh, I love this. This is my favourite one so far. And then I film it, and then I have a little breakdown, and then we're like, no, it's fine. And then we get to the edit, and then I hate it.
But it's interesting because with TV, right, you don't get a chance to edit it. So
yeah.
That must be really tricky.
Well, that was my
for you.
First experience. Yesterday, I did my first acting, and it was like,
what did you have to do?
I prepared myself before because I knew. Because my like catchphrase is one more. Even though it's
one,
never
one more drink. It's also Jamie's. When are you coming home?
One more. Martini.
That's also Johnny Wilkinson's. Johnny Wilkinson's back in the day.
It was one more.
Because whenever he was taking.
One more ruck.
Yeah, he would practice his conversions, right? So kicking the rugby ball.
He went to my school, actually.
Yeah, he did go to Lord Wandsworth, shout out. And he would keep kicking the ball and practice, and his whole motto was one more. Because he'd always do one more. So your one's one more.
Was it like one more joke?
Well, no, I'm just like one more take.
Oh, okay.
And everyone in my family's got very used to that it's never one more take. but obviously when someone else is doing it, you perform it, and if they're happy with it, they're like, cool, that's that. And then I'm like,
let me change that bit. Let me do that again.
I'm like, but that was, I didn't turn my head to the right, just quite at the right point. I had to learn to hashtag let it go.
Do you know what? Because Abby, for a lot of people who don't know, and I think they probably will know you now, you basically blew up via TikTok.
Yeah.
So you locked it.
Jamie tried to do that. Yeah, didn't go so well.
I've always.
You got banned from it.
What did you do?
I didn't get banned.
Creepy old.
He showed his real hairline.
That's why Trump tried to ban it.
No, I actually. The only thing I've ever been banned from was Facebook once. I got banned from Facebook. I got very drunk at university.
I got very, very drunk
at university, and I woke up the next day and I went onto my Facebook, and Facebook, this is like what, 2011 or whatever it is, and I went on Facebook and it said, sorry, you've put something so offensive up for your Facebook because your page has been deleted. And I was like, what did I put up? I don't even know. I still to this day
don't know what it was.
My whole thing got deleted, couldn't get it back.
It was a dick selfie or something.
I don't know. I have no idea what it was, but it was obviously very horrendous. But I mean, with you, so you, lockdown started happening and you started to do TikTok videos.
Yeah.
So explain how that happened.
Well, I was doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I started making videos just before lockdown, actually. I hadn't fully committed to it, but because I was doing a lot of stand-up in the southwest, because I'm in Bristol, I was doing a lot of, like, Depths of Devon gigs above pubs to men in their 50s who just, you know...
Why were they there?
We just didn't quite relate on the personal experiences. They didn't know what The Sims was.
Do you follow
me
on TikTok? What?
So this is the thing, is I was like, I want to go find, like, young women who are going to... So
it.
I can make... Because I was obviously, like, writing really general stand-up stuff for, like, comedy clubs, but I wanted to do more specific jokes about being like a young person. So I was like, well, they're online. So I started with Instagram because I felt I am like a basic Instagram bitch. So I was like, that's where
my people are. We can relate. Yeah.
I can definitely relate there. I'm so basic.
I embrace
this guy's
the
content
basicness.
Is powerful.
My content, listen, my content.
It feels like a white woman's Instagram.
What do you mean mine's like a white woman's
Instagram? Have you not heard the Bo Burnham song?
No.
I'm not going to. When he's like, white woman, a white woman's Instagram. And he's like doing all the white women Instagram poses. It's really good.
Mine is like, I only do video content on Instagram. I only do video content now.
So I'm trying to get kudos.
What are the videos on?
Oh boy, they're good. You'll just lol all the way home. So get ready for it. But no, I just did
dancing with
Do you do pranks?
I don't do pranks. I kind of do pranks maybe But not really. I don't like think up the pranks. I'm more sort of, I just, I don't sort
you,
of plan
you steal them off TikTok and go.
I see someone else yeah. doing it. I go, oh, I got more followers. They'll think
he basically just tries to steal it, so that people think it's. He loves doing this one where he'll FaceTime you and he's recording it, giggling like, "Oh, I'm gonna yeah. get him here."
Yeah, that is funny. I quite like doing.
They
that.
Are quite funny, some of them.
Yeah, they are yeah. quite funny.
Do you do little prank phone calls?
There was one time when I do prank phone calls. Of there, I actually want to. I did. I've done three comedy stand-ups. Before comedy stand-ups, is that the right thing? Comedy. I did two stand-up shows, three stand-up shows, and the second stand-up show was going so badly, it was going so awfully at one point that I thought, what I'm going to have to do here is I'm going to have to no,
I tend to have a heart attack.
No, I thought I'm going to have to steal. I was going into an next show that I knew wasn't going to be funny, so I thought I knew a joke in my head that another comedian Ricky what? Gervais had said. I thought. I'm just
oh,
going to
yeah,
say
he's
that.
Not well known at all.
Yeah. And honestly, in my head, I was like, I'm going to go into that joke. I'm about to tell Ricky Gervais' joke because I think, thank God I didn't.
Oh, I just, I wish
what
you
joke
had.
Was it? What joke was
I
it?
Hope it was a really one of his really offensive about like dead babies or something.
It was the one about his friend who, I've told you before, who he ends up shitting in his pants and then he pulls it out of the bag and it's a jacket. Have I told you this one? I'm about to. The story goes to this, is that his... It's really funny. His friend was going for a job interview, and he went to the job interview, and he did really well at the job interview, and he came outside and celebrated, and when he celebrated, he shat himself at the same time, and he thought, oh my God. So he checked his watch, and he's like, I'm late for my train. So he quickly ran into TK Maxx and grabbed the first pair of trousers he can find. They chucked into the bag. He ran to the train, got on the train. He was like, oh my God. Train was packed full of people. He's like, thank God I got the last train. He went all the way to the bathroom. He got into the bathroom, locked the door.
Why are you rubbing your legs? You know the feeling.
He's doing an act.
Yeah, I'm acting out. He got into the bathroom. He locked the door. And he then...
rubbing yourself.
Exactly. He then pulled down...
He did the little mermaid dance. Yeah. It's like H2O had just done water. He's like, water.
I'm going for a poo.
He did. He took down his jeans and pants and took them off. And then he opened up the train window, so it was whoa, 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 like that. Anyway, he then chucked his boxers and trousers out the window, so went, phew, gone.
I love it, the sound of it.
Totally gone.
It's like I'm there.
Totally gone. Then he opened up the bag that he bought, pulled out, and it was a jacket.
Oh my God. What would you do? How would you make that jacket work?
Ricky, would you put a clean sleeve?
I reckon you could put your legs through the sleeves and then tie it up like a nap.
He said his friend just put his legs through the brown paper bag. He just made two holes.
Brown paper bag? Oh, from TK Maxx.
Yeah, from TK Maxx.
The one he was drinking his bod out.
He was going to a nothing but clothes party. Yeah. No clothes.
So anyway, I understand that stand-up. So going back to your one, so doing stand-up in front of those people, that must be hard, right?
Do you ever like panic and freak out and everything's gone from your mind and you can't think of any jokes?
No, not really. I have quite a good memory.
Okay, what's his name?
I don't know. Like, if I feel really like, oh my God, I'm not going to remember this, then I might like not note something on my hand.
You resort to Jamie Langstan.
Yeah, or I just nick someone else's joke. the big gigs, you kind of are doing your solid set, so you know that. And then new material nights, you're allowed to take a notebook up or things. So,
but I tell you what's interesting is, as a comedian, right? I feel like it's
you're relating as a comedian.
As a comedian here. No, but as a being a comedian, it's about like long form. Unless you're sort of Jimmy Carr, you sort of make long form content, right? You sort of tell anecdotes and stories. But then you have to so you're doing all your comedy stuff. You then go onto TikTok, and it's you've got 60 seconds to fit everything in there.
Yeah,
and that's hard because you're then becoming a sort of, you are a comedian, but it's more of you're creating skits, right?
Yeah, well, and also even like traditional sketches, I'd say used to be 3 minutes or 2 minutes. So it is hard to get it all into 1 minute. And then Instagram made reels and that's impossible.
that's 30 seconds, isn't it?
Yeah, to get like a beginning, middle and ending joke.
So it's like, reel it off. And he shat himself.
Literally. So it's hard, but I think it actually does has made my content stronger as well, because it forced me to like cut all the fat, like because that's what I do with stand-up as well. Like, I write out my bit and I highlight like punchlines or things that get laughs in green, and if it's not highlighted green, I try and make it as little words as possible, so that you're getting like lasts as soon as kind of possible. Mm. So it kind of made me do that with videos, where it was just like, how do I tell this joke in concise as much
way.
Mm. And also, like, people's attention span is so small, it's like doing quick stuff. I think makes it better.
Yeah, but I find, like, what I would find hard is that, because then what happens is that people, you're a comedian, right? That's what you do. But then people see you as like, because you've got like 800,000 followers on TikTok.
I think 700 and something. Yeah, so, yeah. Let's round up.
By the time this goes out, you'll have 800.
Yeah, after this podcast, you'll be killing it.
You might lose a few.
Yeah. But no, but you have like, okay, like 700, 800,000 followers. But people then think that you are just a social media star, but you're actually a comedian that just used social media to create funny stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, social media was never really the aim. Which is kind of weird now stand-up's come back. It's kind of like I've got like two jobs now. Mm. But yeah, it's kind of served the stand-up amazingly. But I guess it is a weird thing now where people are like, oh my God, that's the dream. You've got loads of Instagram. And I was like, no, that wasn't my dream. I want to go do stand-up. But yeah, they served each other well.
It's quite a lot of pressure when you've got that many followers. We were saying in the foyer before you turned up.
In the foyer,
Jamie was late.
In the lobby.
By the way, I was not late. I was perfectly on time.
He turned up hungover, drunk still, with a dodgy haircut.
No, I turned up with a very good haircut.
With a jacket as trousers.
Making weird train noises, going. Whoa, whoa.
No, I didn't. I turned up on time. 11 o'clock, we're meant to be here at 11 o'clock. Abby, you were early.
Early is on time.
You messaged me, it's starting at 11, but get there at 10:40, as though, like, I'm always
late.
Yeah,
for you.
I was here before you.
Yeah, I know you were here. Were you here at 10:40?
Entertaining the guests down in the lobby.
Is it a lobby or a foyer? What is it now?
And what an entertainment it was.
You had a good time?
No, but my thing, I had for a while a real love-hate relationship with social media, because I'm still not convinced if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, for, you know, I look at my brother, my little brother who's 16 years old, and he, you know, he basically now all he looks like is TikTok. He doesn't really use Instagram that much. He uses TikTok. And he Snapchats his friends. So he always Snapchats. And his screen time is crazy. It's like a 12 hours, 11 hours.
Yeah.
That's how much of the time they're spending on their phones.
Wow.
Which is a lot of time. And I sometimes fear that you then get stuck in this sort of digital world. What do you feel about it?
I mean, yeah, I struggle with social media, actually. Because, like I say, it wasn't the goal. And now I have it. And I want to keep it because it's like it has its highs and lows.
It's like the golden burden. It's like great, but you have to. Like,
yeah, it's keep quite
the golden burden.
I don't know where that just came
the
from.
The golden burden.
Sorry, that came from the apple. That's the effect that has. It's like a professor.
Today we'll be discussing the golden burden. There's no one in the lecture. It's just
and you're just talking to a wall.
quiet in class.
Yeah. Why is everyone being so quiet?
Apart from the voices in my head.
It's never quiet for you.
So your love-hate relationship with...
Yeah, well, I think because it is quite like... Like my friend says to me, that what's the first thing you do if your mental health is bad is you come off social media. So when social media is like your job and your life, it's obviously going to affect your mental health,
I think. Yeah.
And like I've never felt so anxious than the year I went onto social media. Really? Like, I definitely felt a change in, like, just my mental health and how I felt because of social media. But it's also brought great highs where, like, I wouldn't have been on, like, Dating No Filter or been doing filming this week if it wasn't for social media. And, like, people wouldn't... I would just be still gigging in the depths of Devon and no one would know I exist. So I think it's a great, like, thing that gives opportunities to everyone. It's like a level playing field.
Allowed Jamie to get girlfriends. That's about it.
Allowed me to get girlfriends.
He can contact women without their phone number.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'd say it's like the stand-up of mainstream media, really, because stand-up, like, Mark Olver, who's a TV warm-up guy, he always says that, like, stand-up's like football, which means, like, you can play it anywhere, like, all you need is a mic and you can do stand-up. So that means that, like, kind of anyone can do stand-up and anyone can do social media, which not everyone can get on TV. But if you have stuff to show, like for me... I was sick of kind of like waiting for permission, like entering competitions sending stuff in to people just so they might read it or whatever. Like, I'm like, I've got a sketch, I'll make it, I'll put it up there, and it gets seen. So that part of social media is great.
Yeah, but
I think, like you were saying, the constant judging of yourself, and also like relying, like you have to try not to, but relying on kind of validation from these people. And then also I think people also like think they like deserve stuff from you as well, and like maybe you're having a bad week so you can't make a video, and then people message being like, or even like,
where's your video
I post a video that I've like taken 2 weeks over and I had 5 breakdowns about, and then in the comments they're like, this is great, when's the next one? And I'm like, please just destroy this one.
It's kind of bathtub. Yeah. Like,
you're getting the taste of it.
That's a good sketch.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Getting the toaster.
you eat toast in
that? No, it's a really interesting thing, because and I think what we should do actually, Abby, is we should save this for part two, because I really want to discuss about all what social media does, anxiety, all these different things. So, ladies and gentlemen, who are listening to this podcast, because if you're not listening to it, I don't know how you hear my voice. Yeah. Stick around for part two. Well, we'll be back in just a second. See you in a bit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.